This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:09. You are with Kelvin, Cam, Kelvin and Cam on the evening edition. We are now heading to Popi Parliament, where Aiman Rashad joins us now with some updates from the Dewan Rakyat. Aiman, what caught your attention today?
Well, first things first, you might have already heard about this in the news. The 10% touch and go surcharge in parking lots will be removed in stages. The Deputy Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Minister Chong Cheng Jen announced this in Parliament today. The Deputy Minister also responded to a query on the 50-cent surcharge that's imposed on users when they top up at specific locations as well.
That's been a very hot topic since Plus removed their touch-and-go reload booths on their highways.
Yeah, so here's the Deputy Minister speaking about the surcharge when Air Hitam MP Datuk Sri Wee Kas Yong asked why the government hasn't intervened to remove the 50-cent surcharge.
Di seluruh negara ada 11,000 lebih tempat untuk tambah nilai dan di antaranya ada 2,000 lebih iaitu satu one quarter tempat di mana pelanggan boleh tambah nilai tanpa bayaran charge 50 sen. Tetapi untuk yang lain, ini tergantung kepada perbincangan perniagaan, B2B discussion. Yang tambahan charge itu 50 sen bukan di charge dan bukan dikutip oleh touch and go, tetapi pengusaha-pengusaha seperti sesetengah stesen minyak dan juga pasaraya, kalau kita nak ambil duit daripada ATM, okay, account kita di Maybank. Kita pergi Maybank ambil duit dari ATM, tak ada charge. Tetapi kalau pergi CIMB untuk kemudahan itu, kena charge additional. That is the rationale behind it, additional convenience.
That was Deputy Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Minister Chong Cheng Jen. If you have any thoughts about this eventual move in removing not only the surcharge, but the 10% touch and go surcharge in parking lots, you can let us know. You can send that through at WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also call 7733-2900 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Aiman, is there anything else you'd like to bring up?
Well, the Deputy Minister of Women, Family and Community Development, Hannah Yeo, did discuss a couple of issues today. And in a press conference, she talked about the ministry's efforts to tackle child sexual abuse through YouTube videos.
And I think these were launched a few months ago.
Yeah, that's right. It was a result of the ministry's collaboration with Google and the group called Malaysians Against Pornography. And the videos aimed to teach kids about safe and unsafe touches, and they're shown as ads when you click into a video that's popular among kids, for example, like a baby shark or something. So according to YB Hana, the videos are doing quite well, actually. This is based on the number of views and number of impressions that the videos have. And the ministry is also working on videos that are appropriate for older age groups.
Our target is children, okay? Very young children, especially 0 to 6 years old. Because our video is designed for the age group. So moving forward, we are now going to work together with UNICEF to look at, you know, other suitable videos for different age groups, because children bawah 18 tahun is under kita lah. So kita kena buat age appropriate video content yang menarik. Our challenge is how to make it menarik so that they will not skip ad. That is our challenge.
Aiman, you mentioned that YB Hannah Yeo brought up a couple of issues.
Yeah, there were other things as well. So she also talked about how retirees returning to work, because the government launched a scheme at the start of this year where employers who hire senior citizens would have to pay a lower EPF rate of 4%. The Deputy Minister said that since the implementation of the scheme, more than 34,000 senior citizens have returned to the workforce, and more than half of them were 60 to 64 years old, and there were more women and men senior citizens. Here's what she said.
Untuk lelaki, ini adalah peningkatan 11% berbanding tahun lepas, dan untuk wanita, ini adalah peningkatan 21%. Jadi ini adalah satu trend yang sangat menggalakkan for senior citizens to return back to work.
That was Deputy Minister of Women, Family and Community Development, Hannah Yeo. If you have any thoughts to share on rejoining the workforce after you're 60, do let us know. Again, those numbers, you can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Is there anything else you'd like to highlight today, Haiman?
Yeah, there was another thing during the Budget 2020 debate today. The MP for Pematang Pau, Nurul Izzah, brought up the issue relating to petrol subsidies for the M40 group. She questioned why the government chose to use a mechanism that involves subsidy cards, because studies have found that direct cash transfers are a much better method. So one of the arguments for direct cash transfers, and this is based on what I read quickly online, so one of the arguments for it is that it prevents leakages. So another thing that YB Nurul raised was that both the petrol subsidy program as well as the My Salam health insurance program are managed by companies that have the same chairperson.
Syarikat yang menerima kontrak kad N95 ini adalah GHL Systems Berhad. Saya mahu menanyakan juga mengapakah kerajaan bukan saja memilih syarikat ini, tetapi saya dapati salah seorang daripada pengurusi adalah merupakan orang yang sama dalam Great Eastern dan juga Great Holdings Takaful, ya, yang bertanggungjawab dalam program berkait dengan My Salam, ya. Jadi saya berharap kementerian dapat menjelaskan, kerana kita tidak mahu ada berlakunya kawalan tertentu dari segi pemberian bantuan subsidi, termasuklah dengan program di bawah kelolaan kementerian dari segi Kementerian Kesihatan.
Yeah, so I think we'll be waiting for an explanation from the Finance Ministry in the coming days in Parliament.
All right, and now it's time to meet an MP. So, who do you have for us today, Ayman?
Well, Kelvin, today we have a first-term MP from Terengganu.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Saya Syahri Zulkarnain bin Abdul Kadir, lebih dikenali sebagai Ustaz Zul, ahli parlimen kawasan Setiu. Antara keutamaan yang berkait dengan kawasan saya di Setiu ialah hakisan pantai. Hakisan di pantai mungkinlah disebabkan kesan daripada tambakan pantai ketika nak dibina airport, pembesaran airport Kuala Terengganu. Dan hakisan ni merebak dari satu tempat ke satu tempat. Jadi disebabkan hakisan ni menyebabkan berlaku kerosakan kepada infrastruktur seperti jalan raya, wakaf, pokok-pokok ru yang ditanam di tepi pantai, cele. GPS menganggarkan bahawa perlu dibina satu breakwater dengan kos lebih kurang 200 juta. Sebenarnya kerajaan Persatuan dah luluskan peruntukan semak 90 juta untuk pembinaan breakwater. Cuma dijangka pembinaan ataupun sebut harga untuk pembinaan breakwater ini dijangka mungkin dalam akhir tahun 2020. Jadi sementara siap ni memang kita perlukan peruntukan segera, peruntukan yang kita panggil peruntukan darurat, supaya hakisan ini tidak terus merebak yang merugikan bukan sekadar dari segi infrastruktur sebab yang saya sebut tadi, dia juga menghadapi kerugian dari segi tanah itu sendiri. Tanah yang dulu jadi jalan raya, bila dah hakikan jadi laut. Itulah antara benda yang prioriti yang saya sebutlah dalam parlimen, supaya kerajaan mengambil tindakan segera bagi menyelesaikan permasalahan yang menghantui sebahagian besar daripada penduduk Siu, khususnya nelayan.
That was our MP today, Setiu MP, Syahri Zulkarnain Abdul Kadir. Ayman, thank you so much for those parliament updates. If, again, you have any thoughts on any of the stories we covered during Pope Pope Parliament, whether it's about the touch-and-go surcharge, whether it's about returning back into the workforce after you are 60 years old, you can send those thoughts through to us. We'd love to hear from you. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:21. You are listening to the evening edition with Kelvin, Cam and Ayman, who has stuck around right after Popek Parliament. And earlier, of course, we were talking about Touch and Go and how they will be removing their 10% their 10% surcharge in parking lots in stages. And we've been asking for your thoughts. And we have received some messages, first up from Kairunizam and actually also from Ong. On the note on cashless payment, Kairunizam says, remove the surcharge if you really want to promote cashless payment. Mm. And on that same thought, Ong says that with regards to the removal of the surcharge, it is a good thing to encourage people to move away from paper tickets since the narrative now is going green.
Yeah, perhaps that's a misunderstanding of the actual narrative, which is to make lots of money.
Cam.
You know, it was never... Anyway, I got views on Touch and Go. Can I smash something?
I think the original point has always been to promote some sort of cashless payment. Well,
so naive.
Well, not. I don't want to say the original point, but the idea, I think, was to promote cashless payment, was to encourage people to switch away from paper tickets into one that is, cashless, that doesn't require... that makes it more convenient for you to pay for your parking. But, of course, that hasn't been the case for a very long time, right? Because you don't quite understand where that surcharge goes to. There hasn't been a clear enough explanation as to why am I paying this extra 10%. Not 10%. How much was it again? Was it 20%? This extra 20% on top of your ticket prices. Am I actually paying for the convenience? Or am I actually paying for maintenance of the device? Or does that end up into the pockets of the parking operators? Does it end up in the pockets of the shopping malls? Or does it go straight back into Touch and Go?
The whole notion of being taxed for convenience, it just makes me so angry. Because the whole concept is, you were saying paperless, et cetera, which is rubbish, really. Because it was like, it's a good way to make some money, but it was supposed to be convenient. And then you're paying extra for the convenience on top of the convenience. But then again, Touch and Go was around under the old regime. So, if one was to create a system from the ground up out of nothing, I think you would not choose to create it this way.
Yeah, but I guess the move to get rid of the surcharge could go some way into encouraging people to participate in the more cashless modes of paying for parking or whatever.
Yeah, it is a very, very small step, though. And right now, it's because there is a sort of... dominance in the market when it comes to Touch and Go. It's one of the few options you have when you do want to, when you do want to opt for cashless payment, right, in parking lots. And the other option sometimes now in some of the more atas spaces is that now you can pay that, by PayWave, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's partially what they're responding to. If there isn't so much a drive to use Touch and Go and you are meeting a direct competitor where it doesn't cost you any extra to use that payment, then you have to change, right? Otherwise, people are just not going to use you when you are more expensive. And parking is technically quite cost... people are cost sensitive to cashless payments and also to parking.
Because I have tried paying using the debit card, right, for parking, because that was the first time I noticed it. Why do I try it out? Again, there is that surcharge as well. It was I ended up paying RM3.30, so that's 10% surcharge. But surprisingly, like the moment I tapped it, I got an SMS saying, "Oh, you've been charged RM15," and I was like, "What? Better give me that money back." It gave me a bit of a heart attack.
Again, if you have any thoughts on the Touch and Go surcharge removal, or if you have any thoughts about joining the workforce after 60, anything at all, you can let us know. 7733-2900 is the number to call. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. You are listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.